You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Welcome to Live and Lead for Impact. I'm Kirsten Ross, your host, and this is episode number 146. In episode 144, I shared a few strategies for how to ask for an alternative work arrangement. You know, in case you want to carve out some additional time for your impact. Well, today I'd like to share some additional information about the job share option. If you planned a job share to make room for more impact, you'll definitely need to place focus on finding a great match. The first meeting between potential job share partners will likely be a lot like an interview for both parties. You need to approach the discussion openly and honestly. You must be compatible to be successful. And you must be able to negotiate and work through issues. Communication is a big part of the equation, obviously, so you might as well start right away. Know what you're looking for from this partnership and be real. The following are some guidelines for topics that I think are really important to cover before you make a decision. And remember, you aren't the only ones who will want to know how the job share will work. Employers will want to know that the details are worked out as well, and they will be asking. So I recommend starting with sharing your resumes. This is a great icebreaker and can lead you through a discussion of qualifications and past experiences. It will be important to look not only for similarities, but for key differences. If, as job share partners, you can demonstrate a more diverse skill set to potential employers, this will be to your advantage. You can potentially be even more marketable as a team. Discuss your career goals. Where does career fit in the scheme of your life right now and in the future? Where would you like to be in 5 or 10 years? What kind of work ethic do you have? What do you want to devote to a career versus your impact, your family, the other things that might come up? Remember, you'll be moving up the ladder or staying where you are as a team. Communicate about communication. What are your expectations for communication with your job share partner? How will you facilitate good communication? Will you be available when you're not at work? Will you build in a handoff period each week or day for seamless workflow? When will that time be? How will you introduce yourself to clients and coworkers? How will you provide seamless coverage? You'll not be successful if you find yourself constantly saying, "Gee, I don't know. We'll have to wait until my partner gets in." Next, hash out a work schedule. Will you split hours equally? Will one of you work week A and one week B? Or will you each work half a week? Will one work each morning and one the afternoon? Or will you split the time by days? Monday, Wednesday at noon for one partner, Wednesday noon to Friday for the second? Or will you intermingle the days? If the employer will allow for some overlap time, when will that be? Number 5, how flexible can you be? If one partner has a last-minute emergency or relatives in from out of town, can you switch days? Can it happen on short notice? Will you take advantage of it, or are you basically committed to working your normal schedule? Number 6, coverage for time off. How will you cover for each other when one is on vacation? What if one partner has to take a leave or is ill for a period? Number 7, how will responsibilities be shared? Answering this question will be very specific to the job. If you plan to run your job share seamlessly, you'll both be equally responsible for all duties. If one partner is stronger in a particular area, you may want to have that person take care of those responsibilities. You need to make sure that you're both comfortable that work is distributed fairly over time, though. At a minimum, use each other as a resource for information. Number 8, sharing. Can you easily share credit with your partner? Can you take constructive feedback? Can you give positive feedback when it's warranted? Teamwork on the job is always difficult, and as adults, we often find it difficult to learn from each other. In a job share situation, you will each be dependent on the quality of the work of the other. If you see a need for improvement, you need to be comfortable sharing that information, and you need to be able to take suggestions without being defensive. You both need to be open to learning from one another. Number 9, some things will be different. Can you let go of some of the work? You'll need to trust your partner. They may not do something exactly the way you would have. They may do some things a little bit differently than you would have. As long as the work is acceptable, this needs to be okay. The goal must be for the team to optimize work efficiency and to provide the best quality work possible while equally sharing in that workload. So there's the strategies of the basic things that I think you should cover when you're meeting with a potential job share partner. I do think that this is a great alternative work arrangement if you're trying to carve out some extra time to make your impact. So I hope these strategies help. And if you'd like to read the show notes, I know I covered quite a bit of information. Head over to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast tab, and go to episode 146 to find all the notes there. And I would love to hear from you while you're there. Shoot me a message. Let me know what you've been finding value with in this podcast. Or if you have some kind of challenge happening in your work or your life, let me hear about that as well. Maybe I can provide you with some specific strategies for your situation. So get out there and make your unique impact. And until next time, make it a great day.